Hi there, this is your host Michael Lehman, and this is Behind the Curtain, tips, tricks, and insights into patterns and practices at Microsoft. Today, I've once again got Don Smith with me, and we're talking about the symposium because we now know what the schedule is, and we're going to give you a preview of who's going to be there and what they're going to talk about. So, Don, why don't you just, you know, let me know how is it going to be structured, first of all? It's 5 days long. How are people going to be able to kind of sort out what makes the most sense for them, and what's the day like?
All right, so we start on Monday with the workshops. Registration will be from the morning until around lunch. Lunch is provided every day, Monday through Friday. And on Monday, we start with registration, and then there's half-day workshops. We're going to run three simultaneous workshops, Enterprise Library Development, Prism, and of course, Windows Azure. So we'll run three workshops on Monday, just in the afternoons, and then on Tuesday, we were originally going to call it Architecture and Software Engineering Day.
That sounds very erudite and sophisticated.
We've gone a little more honest, and we're going to call it Mishmash Day. Yeah, because it's
truth in patterns and practices.
Right. So we start with a keynote from Bob Martin, Bob Martin, and then I thought it would be important. I guess let me cover the broad stuff, and then we'll drill into each one.
All right.
The second day, or the second main day of sessions, is we call it back-end, because it's mostly the back-end technologies, server-side technologies like ASP.NET, cloud, stuff like that. The Wednesday, we're calling, I guess that would be the Thursday, Tuesday. Yeah, so the Thursday is I'm calling it front-side. You usually call it client-side. Mix it up a little bit. Front-side, client-side, front-end. You know, front end, back end,
right.
So front side is mostly the client technologies, phone, things like that. And then the Friday is just a half day. We're going to have three sessions in the morning up until we end with lunch. And that's DevEnv, so Visual Studio. And we'll be speaking on that Friday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So give me a little bit more idea of what, each day is a little bit different. As you said, Monday's workshops, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday kind of have a format, and Friday's a little different. So, so tell me about Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
All right,
not just people sitting there talking at you all day long, right?
No, not really. No. So it's kind of nice. One of the things I think we mentioned in a previous episode was that we wanted to extend the breaks because we got a lot of feedback from past experiences that the breaks were a little too short. You know, you want to have a conversation about the talk that you just had and about the talk you just saw. So we're extending the breaks to 20 minutes. That's enough time for people to make phone calls, check their mail, finish a conversation they had, but also because we're ending those Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday days with open space sessions, we're going to run three simultaneous open spaces on each of those 3 days for a total of nine. So those 20 minute breaks will also give us a chance to hash out what those open spaces will be. Right?
So people can go post their idea for an open space or vote on one of them, and so that as they hear the talks, that can kind of organically populate itself out.
Right. And the lunches are also going to be 80 minutes, and so that'll also give us a little more time to hash out what those are on the end of the day.
That sounds good. And I think you told me the other day that the lunch is actually going to be a little bit different as well, right? The tables are going to be like branded as like, here's the cloud table, here's the phone table, and so forth, so that people can actually sort of gravitate to a group of people that have a similar interest?
Yeah. If you've attended the symposiums, or they would call them summits in the past, then you'll know that we always had the food in the hallway outside the conference room. It's in the same Microsoft Conference Center. We always took the food back into the auditorium because it's actually quite nice. There's desks there for your laptops and things, but it wasn't great. This year, we're also going to have the room across from it, which has a flat floor, and we'll have a bunch of tables, and as you said, we'll have topics on each table so that you can sit with other like-minded individuals to, the assumption is that there might be a conversation about that topic at the table.
Right. Or with somebody who has a different mind, you can sit with somebody who's like, I'm not a phone guy, I'm going to go sit and listen.
So, exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
We've got some evening events going on as well, right?
Yep. The Monday and Tuesday we'll have free nights, so if you want to see Seattle or do something else, then you don't feel like you have something packed every night. On Wednesday night, we have Scott Hanselman's going to come and do a bit of a game show kind of game. Take about an hour and a half. There'll also be drinks and dinner, of course. But we'll spend about an hour and a half doing a couple of different ideas for like a coding game show. I think you'll probably get into that with Scott.
In a future episode.
He's pretty excited about it, and we are too. If you've ever heard Scott speak, you know he's quite entertaining to listen to, and it should be a really fun night of coding. On the Thursday night, we have half of the Lucky Strike is a local place here in Bellevue, or in Bellevue, and we have half of it rented out. So we have, I think, around 9 bowling alleys.
Bowling,
bowling. It's a really nice place too.
Yeah, I've been there before. Posh. It's really, this is not your, 24-hour sunset bowl. They bring you drinks and there's a full bar and it's a really nice place.
They have a lot of lanes. The food's fantastic. The food's really good. We'll of course have dinner and drinks there as well. It's a really nice place. They also have some massive screens that they can do Guitar Hero on and things like that. So we'll probably have some of that set up as well.
Well, that sounds very cool. Anything I'm missing?
No.
And then, so we're ending middle of the day on Friday?
Yep, right after lunch. We'll have box lunches on Friday. And then we'll end. Of course, anyone's willing to stick around and do other things. Maybe on that Friday, I hadn't thought about it until now, but usually at the summits, we also do a tour of the patterns and practices space because people are interested in how...
I have to clean my desk?
Yeah, you might have to do that, yeah. So we can have
the pressure is mounting already.
We can run a tour on Friday afternoon.
That
for anybody
good.
That wants to come by, then we can run a few tours through our space to let them see how we do Agile and how our space is set up for Agile development. We could do that.
That sounds very cool. All right, well, let's see. Today is the 15th of September.
Yep.
That means we got 1 month and 3 days.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next month.
Hope to see you there.
All right, and that's it for this episode of Behind the Curtain, Tips, Tricks, and Insights about Patterns and Practices at Microsoft.